This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The photograph Migrant Mother is one of the most recognized and captivating images in the world. The image has represented the suffering of America's Great Depression, yet few know the story, the struggles, and the impressive body of work of the woman behind the camera, Dorothea Lange.
I have made a few photographs in my life that have really taken hold. There's something in them that has reached people all over.
Tonight, PBS premieres a feature film about the life of Dorothea Lange as part of the American Masters series. Diana Taylor, Santa Fe resident, filmmaker, five-time Emmy Award-winning cinematographer, and Lange's granddaughter is behind the project. She joins me now to discuss the film and the work of her grandmother, Dorothea Lange. Diana, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here.
So when you look at that iconic image, Migrant Mother, what goes through your mind? What do you see that makes it so special?
You know, it's almost impossible for me to sort of separate my childhood memory. That for me is as if it's sort of part of the fabric of whatever might have been in my grandmother's house. It's such a familiar image that I really can't separate it anymore. I mean, I've studied it a great deal, but for me, it's just part of the fabric of my life.
Describe the image for us.
Well, what people don't know is that it was the seventh in a series that she took. So it was a series of photographs. She approached a woman in a sort of shanty lean-to in the pouring rain. She had her children sort of lingering around her. And in the seventh image, the final image that we all know so well, she is gazing out with her hand sort of touching her chin, pensively gazing beyond what we can't imagine. What is she thinking about? What is she hoping for her children? She has two children on either shoulder looking away from the camera, so they're burying themselves away from the camera, and a baby at her breast. And it's a very compelling image. And the woman has both a beautiful and strong sculpted face, and yet you can see a deeply concerned face there.
Let's talk a little bit about your grandmother, Dorothea Lange. She wanted to be a photographer even before she owned a camera. Is that right?
That's right. She was drawn to images from when she was very young. She was drawn to things that were beautiful around her, which was commented on both by her mother, her aunt, and her grandmother, that she had a special eye. So she was drawn to the camera as her first muse, I think.
And her first real success with the camera was doing portraits.
Exactly. She decided to travel west with her friend Francie, and they were in their early 20s, and they got to San Francisco, and they were pickpocketed the first day they were there, and they lost all their money. And so she was quickly got a job at a photo finishing counter on Market Street in San Francisco, and there began to meet other photographers, and they helped her establish a portrait studio, and she became, remarkably, one of the great portrait photographers in San Francisco at the time.
Now, that image we talked about earlier, Migrant Mother, many people say it captures the struggle of the Great Depression, but your grandmother struggled during this time too, and she ended up moving her family to New Mexico. Talk about her time in Taos.
She was married to the Southwest painter Maynard Dixon. They were in San Francisco at the beginning of the Depression. She was trying to hold the family together with the portrait work and moved to Taos, where they had a few contacts.
How much of her work has been an inspiration for you to get into filmmaking?
Her work for me was, by osmosis, the greatest influence of my life. When she died, I inherited one of her still cameras. My mother helped me make a dark room in our house soon thereafter. So by 16, I was photographing and printing myself.
Did she ever see any of your images, or did she die before?
She died before, yeah. She died before. I've thought of that many times.
Why did you decide ultimately to make this film? What do you hope people will take away after watching it?
What I hope people will begin to understand is that Dorothea was not just a Depression-era Dust Bowl photographer. Part of the fabric of her life and the story of the journey of her life are in the film, and I wanted that to be known.
Dorothea Lange, Grab a Hunk of Lightning, premieres tonight on PBS at 9 o'clock. Diana Taylor is the granddaughter of Dorothea Lange and the filmmaker behind the project. Diana, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Chris.